Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Think about the future of the year.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Welcome to WGGM Radio. I am your host every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time for Messages of Light. Today we have a very, very special guest in the St. Louis area, and this will be his first time here, but he is an amazing shaman. His name is Dan Bellini. He's a Reiki master. He does Qigong. He does energy healing. He does shamanic healing, mediumship. He's an empath, a spiritual intuitive, light worker, and he's actually an author, which is really exciting. We'll have to hear more about that. So it says here that, you know, he does a lot of work with people who have depression, anxiety, insomnia, muscles that are sore, joint pain, low energy, you know, letting go of things, you know, past forgiveness, which is a huge one because a lot of things that we store in our energy field has to do with forgiving, even energetic interaction, you know, which energetic interaction is right for you. He's worked with animals. He's worked with kids, accident victims. So it also says here that he's got a gift of sensitivity and empathy and knowing ever since he can remember, and that he just has been on the not knowing how to channel his energy, and he's worked with a mentor named Gabriel who trained him in shamanic healing by the Morai tribe in New Zealand, and that's by the Aboriginals and in Australia as well. His Qigong, it looks like here, is an energy technique that he combines with Reiki from some Buddhist monks that he spent some time with, and he's had 7 years of training with Gabriel, and he was attuned, and he got some things downloaded, which, you know, we do have downloads that come into our energy field that makes us great and brand new, and he says he's very grateful for all the ancient wisdom that he's had on this journey. So we have a very, very cool guest today from St. Louis, and I'm really looking forward to talking with him more. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. So again, our phone number is 347-237-5339, and this is Messages of Light. A shout-out to our producer, Reverend Barbara Delosier, who helps us put on this show every single day and every single week and all the time. We thank you for that. And check out her book, Crystal Healing, on her website, greatergoodministry.com, ggmradio.com. All right, with that being said, I will bring Dan live to the program. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on today.
No problem. I really love what you have to say and all the amazing things that you've learned and you like to share with people. How did you get started on this journey?
Well, I guess I'd have to say my first experience with all of this was when I was 7 years old, seven, 8 years old. I was living with my grandparents at the time, and the phone rang. And as soon as the phone rang, I knew my Uncle Joe had been killed. He was dead. He was murdered. I just knew it. I don't know how I knew it, but I knew it. Couple other instances. After my dad died, I was riding in the car with my mom and her cousin, and they turned around and they said, "Danny, who are you talking to?" And I said, "Grandpa." Like you don't know? Like, Grandpa's right here. I don't remember that one. I do not remember that story. So little things like that I do remember. As far as, you know, the gift kind of went away or was pushed away. And it came back when I was 17 with a vengeance, and I had no idea how to channel it. I had no idea what I was feeling. I just had no idea. I was lost, thought I was going crazy. So, you know, I turned to drugs, lots of Xanax, lots of Vicodin, lots of marijuana to numb it. And finally I ended up getting clean, still not knowing what I was feeling. You know, I had always, you know, ever since I graduated high school, I started reading metaphysical books. I just consumed them. So I guess I had somewhat of an idea. I just didn't know how to process it all. Ended up moving back to California where I met Gabriel, and Gabriel pretty much, she saved my life, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a huge statement right there, and I can only imagine that it must have been very hard for you to know so much and then to, you know, numb that in those ways. You know, we've heard a lot of people, doing that, but it must have just been very overwhelming for you, considering it's just hard to process all of it at once and exist in this world. So I can only imagine you turning to all those things.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I see it in some of my clients. You know, some of my clients are sensitive and, you know, empathetic, and they don't know how to channel it. And fortunately, I've had that experience, that negative experience, to where I can talk them through it, you know. So everything happens for a reason, as I'm sure everybody knows. But as far as that's concerned with, you know, the clients that are having trouble processing what they're feeling, what they're hearing, what they're seeing, some don't want it. Some want it to go away, and some want to pursue it. And I can kind of help the ones that want to pursue it a little bit more. It's kind of hard to just shut it out completely and ignore it. So, but I do help them, you know, talk to their guides and say, I'm not ready for this. You know, being communicative to, you know, the other side and to yourself and acknowledging it. And then, you know, obviously deep breathing helps to exhale the unwanted energy.
Well, deep breathing is very good, and it sounds like you have some techniques that you can give people who are experiencing these things that are just so overwhelming they can't handle it. So they turn to other things that maybe aren't so good, that, you know, numb that, and, you know, it's better just to bring it out of you or have less of it. And I know you have different modalities to do that. I love how you talk about helping people through their soreness or helping people to come to terms with forgiveness and things like that. That's pretty amazing stuff you do.
Yeah, well, you know, forgiveness is a huge, huge part in moving forward in your life. You know, once you forgive, you can eventually accept, you know, what happened. And then you could change the polarity of it. A lot of people don't look at the positives that they gain from experiences, shape them into the strong, you know, person that they are today. And I try to help people see that through, you know, their bad experiences and forgiving those that harm them, and then changing the polarity of from the negative to the positive aspects of the, you know, of those experiences. It's funny,
yeah,
once you bring to their consciousness, you know, once you tap into that consciousness of I never thought of that. You know, I never thought of why I'm such a good mom, because I had that happen to me when I was little. And sometimes the biggest, I guess, quote unquote enemies we face are our greatest teachers.
Sure, that's a huge thing to realize when you think, well, maybe I am a bad parent because this happened, or maybe I'm bad in general because this happened. And like you said, you know, you wouldn't be where you were if it hadn't been for some of the things that happened to you as well.
Right, absolutely. And it's not them being a bad parent. I meant it more along the lines of them not doing to their kids what their parents did to them. And that's a huge, you know, look at the as far as turning the negative into a positive.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's always a good way to look at things when you think, well, you know, I'll just go from one way to the next and to the next. So what was it like when you started out learning your shamanic journey here, where you had Gabriel help you? That must have been an amazing journey, if you want to share any of it with us.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, at first it was just, you know, okay, this is cool. You know, this is something I can, you know, learn here and there. Gabriel's a great lady. You know, she's so nice. She helps me out. It was kind of like a hobby at first. I never, you know, when I first started learning and first started being introduced and working with Gabriel, I thought this was just a hobby. Never in a million years, especially at that time, did I think that you know, this would, I would make a career out of it, and let alone turn it into a successful career. I mean, the word is getting out like crazy here in St. Louis, and it feels great. I love doing what I'm doing and helping people. You know, it's priceless. But, you know, first starting out with Gabriel, it was just, you know, tuning in to what I was feeling and her explaining to me why I was feeling that, why I was picking that up, what spirit was saying. You know, she would bring me to clear houses and guide me through what she was doing as far as clearing the houses, whether it be just negative energy from, you know, fights and arguments within the house or an actual entity within the house, negative spirit or a confused spirit, a lost spirit, someone, a spirit that didn't know that they were past. I mean, there's so many different different techniques and different situations within each home, within each client. And she was huge in teaching me how to help these souls cross over and how to communicate with them. It was awesome. But first
that
starting out with her.
That must have been huge to witness her doing that, but then turning around and you actually saying, now I've learned how to do that. That must have given you a very good sense of accomplishment.
Oh, sure. You know, especially when she would, you know, after a couple houses, when she would ask me what I was feeling, and it would be the same thing that she was feeling or picking up, you know, and mm-hmm. just the confirmation on it was, you know, it was life-changing for me.
Yeah, that is very life-changing to have, you know, her turn around and say, so what do you think about that, or what are you picking up on the situation? And your time
mm-hmm.
with the monk, that must have been very intriguing too. You probably had some great empowering things happen there.
Well, it was actually Gabriel that spent time with the monks, and they actually
wanted to
kidnap her. They wanted to take her
along
with them. Yeah, they didn't want her to go. They were trying to figure out who she was reincarnated, you know, or who she was in a former life, because her healing was so powerful and so strong, and how she picked up everything so, you know, with ease and her intuitiveness with her healing. But that's where as far as the lineage comes from, as far as the Reiki and the Qigong energy techniques is, you know, she trained with the Maori tribe in New Zealand, and then moved to Australia and trained with the Aboriginals. And while in Australia, met up and trained with the Buddhist monks. And,
mm-hmm.
Over 40 years, developed her own system of healing with all of this, and eventually ended up downloading and attuning and teaching me everything that I'm doing now. And I'm always learning. I'm always progressing. I feel like I get stronger and more gifted, you know, week by week, month to month. So it may say Reiki master on my card, but I really don't consider myself a master. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a regular dude with an extraordinary gift.
Well, and that's anybody. That's really the gift of it, is actually being a regular person, you know, which a lot of people think, wow, you know, we have supernatural powers and that's amazing. And you know,
mm-hmm.
Dan, to some degree, that's okay. You know, oh, cool, you have, you know, you're like Superwoman or Superman, and that's all fine and dandy, but, you know, we do have normal lives as well, which is, you know, very well said. And I admire you for saying something like, well, you know, I'm just an ordinary guy, and I'm learning to, and I had these wonderful experiences that I had that taught me all of these things, you know, because it takes a lot to put yourself out there like that, you know, so I admire you for that.
Oh, sure. This didn't come like overnight, and it was like more of a like coming out, you know, like this is who I am, this is me, I'm an energy healer, you know. And it's funny when I go to parties or, you know, and people ask me what I do, the reaction, you know, for saying that what I do, you know, as an energy healer, and sometimes they're rude, sometimes they're interested. You know, it's all different levels of consciousness, and either way, it's a good time.
Very cool. You know, that must be amazing. So do you have any other stories you would like to share with us about your journey that the listeners might want to hear? I'm excited to hear from you.
Yeah, I don't like to get too much into, you know, I know I can talk about client stories without saying their names. I do have some interesting stories as far as, you know, I was working with Gabriel for about 6 years, and it's not like a working, she became a second mom to me in a sense, you know, and we ended up renting a house for about a year and a half, and that's when the real training began, like the real, I guess the master program, if you want to call it that, that's when it started. I would work on, you know, people with brain tumors and cancer, and there was a woman that was in a bad car accident, and her hip fused to her pelvic area, and she got an X-ray of the, you know, the fusion of the bones, and then after, I would say, 2 or 3 months of Gabriel and I working on her, she went and got X-rays again, and it showed separation. The X-ray showed separation from the pelvic and the hip bone. And when I saw that, that was so powerful that, you know, the before and after X-ray was just, you know, you see it. It's a medical, you know, essentially a medical document, a picture that you helped shift. You know, that was really cool.
That's very cool.
This is a funny story. So every night, you know, we would cook dinner, and for whatever reason, I don't know if this is a Kiwi thing or not, but Gabriel would put these plates in the oven, and for our dinner plates in the oven to warm them up, and I guess she didn't see that the temperature was at like 450, 500 degrees from a pizza that was in the oven, and the plates obviously got extremely hot to where I went in with an oven mitt and picked up the plates and put them on the table. And I took off the oven mitt, and with my bare hands or my bare fingers, I touched the plates just to see where they were. And I left it on there for like a nanosecond. That's how hot they were. It was just scalding hot. And
oh, wow.
Gabriel came up to the plate, smiled at me, and put her entire hand on the plate and left it there for at least a minute and a half. And I go, how are you doing that? And she said, I'm meeting its chi with my chi. It's incredible. It's incredible all the things that woman opened me up to and showed me and taught me. I'm a very lucky guy.
That's great. That is really great. And, I mean, that must have just really felt good to walk up to that, question it, and then find the answer on the other side with
mm-hmm.
how the chi was flowing.
Right. Absolutely.
Very cool. Okay, well, did you have anything else you wanted to share, like maybe upcoming events before we take a really quick commercial break? Do you have anything coming up that you're doing, like any workshops or any availability?
I will be starting a class here soon, Introduction to Energy Healing, up at Mystic Valley, most likely in June. I am up at Mystic Valley in Maplewood, Missouri, Wednesday through Sunday. And I am actually at the Chase Park Plaza right now. I have a meeting with them, finishing up some paperwork, and I'll be doing energy healing out of the Chase Park Plaza on Mondays and Tuesdays. So I'm excited about that.
Very nice. Very cool. Now, if somebody wanted to get a reading from you over the phone, say they weren't in the area or something, would they find you on Facebook, or how would they go about getting a hold of you?
Sure. On Facebook, Danny M. Bellini, or you can look up Energetic Interaction, We'll have a website here soon. Or you can look me up at Mystic Valley, mysticvalley.com, under the consultants.
Perfect. We're going to take a really quick commercial break and come back and take some questions here. We'll take one question per caller. So our call-in number is 347-237-5339. You're listening to WGGM Radio. We'll be right back after this commercial break with Dan Bellini. See you in a minute.
While cutting molding with a 12-inch dual compound miter saw, while holding a newborn baby in your arms, when face-to-face with a congregation of alligators, with the ball in your hands and the entire freaking season on the line.
There are a million places you'd never consider texting, so why would you do it while driving? NASCAR driver Casey Kane here, asking you to please stop the text, and together we can stop the wrecks.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Get the message at StopTextStopWrecks.org.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Cultivate your spirituality with visionary practices of a higher nature in your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy, Yusui Reiki, Amadeus Shamanic Healing, Karuna Reiki, Celtic Reiki, and many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. Attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable, very accessible, and very interesting. Go to http://empower-u-academy.org. That's empower-u-academy.org.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting. Reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com.
You are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dow on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to WGGM Radio. I have Dan Bellini with me. He is a Reiki master, Qigong energy healer. Did not mean Reiki. I definitely meant Reiki. He is a shamanic healer, medium, empath, spiritual intuitive, light worker, and he is an author. So, again, we'll have to find out about that book. I'm interested. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Again, that's 347-237-5339. And you can find Dan over at Facebook at Dan Bellini. That's D-A-N space B-E-L-L-I-N-I. He's doing some energy classes here in St. Louis area. And we might have a little bit more coming from him later on down the line. Welcome back to the show, Dan.
Hello.
Hi. You ready to take some callers?
I am.
I can hear you just fine. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started with our callers since we have about 25 minutes left in the show. Our first caller is area code 814. You're on with Amanda and Dan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good.
Well,
how are you?
What is your one question for us today?
Okay, my question is, do either of you see a job change for me coming up in the future?
Job change coming up for you in the future? Well, obviously, asking that question, you're pretty unhappy with your current position, I'm sure, right?
Correct. And there's a possibility that there's and the title is a business manager. And just if the man that's in the position now is up.
She's cutting out really bad.
She was saying something about a manager on the position was bothering her. So I guess maybe some information on just, where she's headed. Go ahead. You were cutting out.
Oh, I'm sorry. What I said was it all hinges on if this person, it was for a business manager, if he moves up, it would be his position.
Honestly, I actually feel like you should start looking somewhere else. I don't feel like you're happy there now. I don't know if you're going to be happy in a new position.
Oh, it wouldn't be here. No, it's not here.
Oh, it's a different location. Okay. Yeah, I would definitely go for it because it does just not feel right with your current position right now. And you know you're not happy there.
Yes.
So what's holding you back? Any pain on your right side, lower right back?
Yes, exactly.
You do?
Yes.
Because you're just not listening. And the right side is our present future, left side is our past. And when you have that kind of pain, you're either living in the future or you're not happy with the present moment or both, obviously. So what you're doing is you're seeing yourself, in the future, but right now your body is currently in the present position. So subconsciously, consciously, you're putting strain on your right side. And the quicker you start listening to your own intuition, the quicker you'll learn this current lesson, whatever that may be for you. But I don't feel like you're happy where you're at. And then, yeah, you definitely need to start moving. Definitely need to start moving and looking for that new position.
Okay, I have been. I have been for the last couple of years. It just hasn't happened for me.
Why are you so sad?
It's frustrating. Because I've been looking for so long.
Well, what else is going on? It can't just be work. There's something else going on that's causing your sadness.
There's personal issues too. I don't get support at home for one, trying to change.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's all the burdens placed on me with trying to do everything at home.
You gotta keep moving forward. You gotta keep pushing yourself. You got to start looking at the brighter sides of things. Thankful that you do have a job right now. Lots of people don't have jobs. So all I can tell you is just to keep moving forward. And
okay.
Good luck. Take some deep breaths, too. Your lungs are really, really tight.
They are. They are.
All right.
Good luck.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in today. And good luck to you. We'll be sending you light and love. Thank you so much. Our next caller we have here is area code 661. You're on with Amanda and Dan. How are you? Hello, 661.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Amanda.
Hi. Hello there.
Hi. Hi, Dan. It's Sandra calling.
How's it going?
Well, it's good. It's interesting. I wondered if you could, let me see. I've learned a new healing modality and going through a lot of shifts and changes in my own self. And one of the things that is, I'm having a real belching issue with confirmations. That's my confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And is it going to change? Can I change it? Any thoughts?
Right, immediately I'm drawn to your throat, chakra. So you're not speaking your truth. You're not. You haven't expressed yourself to someone or some issue. There has to be some healing involved with it before I think you can go through. Am I on anything with that?
Well, I have a court case coming up on the 17th.
Okay.
And that's the only thing I can think of at the moment.
Have you spoke your truth? Are you afraid to speak your truth?
No, not at all. No, not at all afraid to speak my truth because, I don't have a problem with that. Maybe it's not in regards to that. I don't. Maybe that's not what the issue is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a firm believer in before anybody can start healing others, they have to be fully healed themselves.
I'm working on that.
Mm-hmm. The more healing you do and more forgiving you do, the more spirit will guide you as far as your confirmations that you need or want.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, I've had some pretty incredible messages from spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's really controlling the my response is my biggest issue because when I go out, if I go out anywhere, my response to yes is a belch. It's not very flattering.
Mhm. So your yes is a belch.
Yes. Mhm.
Okay.
It's awful, honestly. Yeah, it's incredible. I really had some when there's really deep truths.
Mm-hmm.
It really comes right from my core.
Is there anything when you get those messages that hit along your life and create a nervousness that are bringing up issues for yourself to heal?
Somewhat, I guess. I got a little bit of a belch on that.
Yeah, because it just seems like there's a nervousness. There's an uneasiness that you really don't want to look at within yourself.
Is it my shadow self?
Yeah.
Mm, maybe it is.
Mm-hmm. We just hit on something there, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did.
I don't think that's totally it, but it's just, I'm unraveling. I mean, I'm doing like three healings a day on myself. But I have something sitting right in my core waiting to come, and I haven't hit it. I don't know what.
Okay, maybe there's some sort of meditation you should do as far as balancing your chakras, you know, because there's obviously a lot of energy in your stomach and solar plexus that it's kind of uncontrollable leading up. Maybe you need to do a little bit more grounding and heart chakra meditation.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a good idea.
Okay, heart chakra meditation.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you're grounded as well.
Okay. Okay. I can do that.
But it's very important. Don't ignore the issues that are coming up for yourself.
No, I'm actually. Yeah, no, I'm being very much more proactive. I mean, that's always been an issue, is sort of procrastination. But I'm getting ready to move forward, and that's, you know, I'm trying to clear as much away as possible, and so I just thought maybe you might be able to shed some light to really get that's important, though. I mean, every little bit that we can work on is,
sure,
is growth.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Well,
that's
a really good suggestion to do those meditations, because when you have energy that's stuck like that, like what he's talking about, and, you know, he's got a really good point there, that will help you to clear all of that out of there so that you can see a little bit more. And, you know, it is work on us. It's progress on, you know, us moving forward that's the key. So I like what Dan said there. Thank you for calling in, Sandra.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. Our next caller is area code 604. You're on the line with Amanda and Dan. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you both. It's Charlene here. I'm indecided here if I should be asking about love or money. Both of them are important. Is it inappropriate to have me ask you to decide, Dan?
Is it appropriate to ask what?
There's two things that are pressing for me, money and my love life. So and I'm okay with you deciding which one you want to answer.
Well, if you could have one right now and only one, what would it be?
Love.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. The man I've been seeing, and we've talked about living together, we've talked about marriage. There's been a few blocks around my family and circumstances around him. Do you see that happening? Do you see us actually living together?
Feel a real hesitation with him.
Okay.
Like he's not, I don't feel like, and these are hard, you know, because, you know, but I just don't feel like he's ready for commitment, like a strong commitment like that. And I may just be picking up fear. You know, he may go along with it and have the courage to do that because he truly loves you, but there is some sort of hesitation with him. And I feel it in his solar plexus, heart chakra, which, I don't know. What were you going to ask?
Do you think he'll get past that?
You know, I don't get a bad feeling in my stomach, and that's usually an indicator. If I feel like I have a sick stomach, it's usually like, yeah, he won't. But there is, give it time. I'm getting the number six. I feel like it's not 6 days. I think it's more like 6 months. Just give him time. Give him time and be patient with him. Don't force it. Do not force it.
Right. Well, this particular.
Have you been pretty antsy about that? Have you been pretty?
No. It's pretty challenging to force him just because of the way he functions in his life. You can speak to him about it, and he'll yeah. And then you know, he's a pretty busy man. There's a lot of things going on in his life. But,
right. So yeah, give him space with that, at least, you know, let him come to you. I have a feeling the less you speak about it, the more he's going to consider it.
Okay.
A bit of a control issue. Is he successful?
He has been. His world has really fallen apart in the last couple of years.
Okay. So career-wise, he was at a high position and now he's not, or what?
Yeah, he lost a couple of businesses that he had that was really important to him. So now he's on his own and kind of rebuilding it or working at rebuilding. And
okay, so that's where his energy is right now.
Yes.
That's where his focus is.
Yes.
And, you know, that's, unfortunately, men, that's what we do. You know, we got to concentrate on our career and then we want to be the provider. You know, so like I said, give him space, and maybe within the 6 months, something will happen where something will click financially for him and career-wise, and he'll be ready.
Okay.
Just give it time. I don't have a bad feeling about it. I just don't think it's going to happen as quick as you want it to.
I wanted it a few years ago, so it's okay.
Well, it's like you said, you know, he definitely doesn't get a bad feeling in his stomach, and that's usually a good sign. And, you know, he's saying just give it time. That's pretty exciting. You know, Dan is very accurate. So I like his feedback there, and I agree with him. Hang in there and work with it.
Thank you both.
Patience
is wonderful. Yeah. Thank you very much, Charlene. Our next caller is area code 314-878. You're on with Amanda and Dan. How are you?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
You hear me? Oh, hi. Yeah, thank you. My name is Jan, and I'm just so driven to learn and to just be exposed to a lot of different things, and it's very confusing in terms of what my path is. Am I driven because I just haven't found exactly what I should be doing, or is there another reason for that? That's one of my questions.
What is it that you want to do?
Well, I just have a lot of interest. Like, I like energy work. I'm an artist. I'm also a social worker, and I've been involved with managing some properties that are mine. So it's like I'm not sure what direction I should put my energies in.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to just work on inner growth, or should I focus on getting myself a job, and in what area? In the arts? Is it in the social work or things?
Well, you gotta ask yourself that and listen to your body. Like, what's your passion? What are you passionate about?
Being creative, and it could be in a lot of different things. It could be with counseling. It could be with art. It could be with energy work.
You're a social worker, so you're already in helping people.
Yeah, but I haven't done it for quite some time because I've raised my kids, and now they're older, so now I'm ready to take the next phase, because I can get back into the field, or I can pursue other things.
Right. Well, when you think about energy work, how does that make you feel?
I like it, but there's so many different things you could do with energy. Like, I do the tuning forks. I learned that. But there's pranic hearing. There's the qigong that you do that I've established. And there's Reiki. And it's like, well, which one? I mean, there's so many avenues.
Well, I mean, you can combine all of them. It doesn't have to be just one. You can combine all of them, which is what I do.
Interesting. Okay.
You don't have to just be a Reiki practitioner or a Qigong practitioner. You can combine them all. And that's basically what I tell people. It's an overall energy healing session with me.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I would just, you know, there's no real psychic intuitiveness with this question. It's more along the lines of what resonates with you, what are you passionate about, and listening to your body, you know, when you think about these certain things and what you want to do. You know, what gets you excited, what doesn't.
Yeah. Well, the issue is I have there's a lot that excites me. That's the issue. It's like it's hard to use. And it's also, you know, learning it, but also, you know, my husband has been struggling financially, so it's a lot of financial pressure in our household. So it's like I could work, but I can't probably earn much because social workers really don't earn that much. Or I could focus on my inner growth and through that develop into something, but that would take a while, you know.
What kind of art do you do?
Right now I've done some sculpting with wire and clay. I do pastel work and watercolor. I do a variety.
What about Reiki infused pottery or clay, you know?
It's possible. Yeah. Interesting. Never thought of that. Cool.
Put some of the energy into your art. Infuse it with your art.
Yeah.
That actually feels really good, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, I went on your site. There's some amazing artwork there. I like it. Very, very good. Okay, so I guess I should pursue that rather than just getting a job for income producing.
Well, I mean, if getting a job is a means of survival right now, then you should get a job.
Right.
And
I
then
got
do
you.
The rest on the side until it all picks up.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
But I feel good about the Reiki infused pottery.
Okay, yeah, I
and
do like sculpting.
You know, infusing the energy into your art somehow. I think you could figure that out.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
I think she could too. She'd be very good at it. And, you know, if you have to get a job, you have to get a job for, you know, income reasons to survive. But I agree. You know, Reiki-infused artwork is a really huge idea. Thank you for your call, Jan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. All right, Dan, we have about 3 minutes left. Are there any last thoughts you'd like to leave with everybody?
Oh, first of all, thank you for having me on. This was really fun. I enjoyed it. As far as any last thoughts, you know, let the fear go, people. Let the fear go. Don't be afraid to be yourself. Love yourself. Take care of yourself. And most importantly, be thankful for the good rather than always concentrating and focusing on the bad. And, you know, what you put out, you get back. So
that's right.
That's about it, you know. It
that's
sounds
true.
Simple,
all
you
right.
know, and once you put it into motion, it gets easier, I promise. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Trust me.
You got that right. Everybody, thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to WGGM Radio with Dan Bellini. You can check him out at Mystic Valley or on Facebook at Danny Bellini. And we will see you next Monday at the same time, same place, blogtalkradio.com/GGM Radio. Until next Monday, take care, everybody. Bye-bye. Blessings.
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out to find where love begins. Every word of every story, every star and every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. For as long as I shall live, I will justify the love. I'll be a witness in the silence. If the words are not enough, with every breath I take, we'll give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify. That